pretty special event. I know you're been, I'm sure, involved in over the years. You'd love to see a lot of folks in town at the Kimlinger for this one coming up this weekend, wouldn't you?
Yes, yes, for sure.
What is going on this weekend with the events going on with the Garrett Noakes Memorial? What can we expect on this day?
We're having two team ropings we're putting on. We'll have enter at 9:30, rope at 10 o'clock. They're going to do a number 12 slide up and down, pick one or draw two, 150 a roper. And the next roping will enter by noon, start at 1, number 10, slide down only, 1.5 seconds per number. And it's going to be a pick one, draw two, or draw three for 150. So enter up to three times. It's a pretty special event in the honor of Garrett and all the things he's done to support this community and the rodeo industry itself. And a big shout out to all the community for the sponsors. They're pretty open arms when it comes to this. And then we get a chance to give back to that college rodeo team. Everything goes back to rodeo scholarships for the kids. So
I know you and Justin and Noakes and Zane Edmondson all part of, and probably maybe a few more, all part of a kind of little a group that really puts this thing together each and every year.
Yes, yes, and actually we had a little mix-up. Some steers didn't get to Zane on time. He's helped us several times. We're going to use Russ Casera and Iris Fonnell and have two sets of cattle, so we are switching out our steers, same ropings. But, yeah, just me and Justin and everybody in this community, Tommy Phillips, there's a large family that had been around Garrett and that he'd helped and supported and yeah, everybody comes together and kind of puts this on as a team.
How's the response been as far as cowboys and cowgirls coming to the event and participating? It's been pretty good?
Yeah, it's been real good. The very first one, of course, we had, I think we started about 9 or 10 in the morning, and it got over with 5:30 the next morning. They roped all night long. You know, weather and different issues, and that just being way too long of a day for everybody, we've changed the roping format. We do get a great turnout. You know, this weather we're getting today might affect some things with a few of them guys getting away, but it looks like it's going to be a good day Saturday, and there's always a good turnout.
Can people come over and watch this? The public, and maybe you're not participating, but can people come by and watch this at the Kimlinger?
Free to the public. We'll have a concession stand available right there. And, yeah, just walk in, hang out. Like I say, start at 10 o'clock. I would say we would probably be running steers till 6 or so that evening. Would be pretty close. It'll be a full day of roping.
There is a Garrett Noakes Memorial Facebook page, Chad, so if folks want to hit that and look at that a little bit, more information is right there too, isn't it?
Yep. Yep, we got flyers on the sponsorship and the jackpot, everything right there.
I think I probably speak for you as well, Chad. We missed the guy. Oh, my gosh. Garrett is missed terribly, isn't he?
Every day, for sure, by a lot of people.
Yeah, but his memory and his legacy of what he did and what he created around here goes on, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. You know, Tom Kiffinger, we're fortunate to have that facility we got up there that, you know, Tom basically built it, but Garrett put that on the map. And the schools and stuff he done, I was really fortunate to rodeo with him and his brother, and they rose my level of competition. Garrett integrated the college rodeo team to McCook. It's pretty neat now they got the Cowboy Channel. A lot of kids went through his program are competing at a high level. So, yeah, touched many.